And you kind of
up to y'all.
All right, sounds good. All right. Last week we ended up talking about when Jesus met with Nicodemus. Jesus met with Nicodemus and told him, you know, you cannot even see and see me and understand. You cannot even understand the kingdom of God without you even being born again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus brought that in. That's so important, you know, for you to be born again, for you to understand the word. And looking at something last night is interesting that Jesus, he tells him, and we'll go over it, but he tells the disciples, he says in different times, he says, after he's given them a parable of some sort, trying to teach them something, he's given them to, he's preached to everybody, preached the parable, and then after the parable, the disciples don't understand.
That's right.
And so they ask Jesus, and they say, Jesus, tell us what this means, or we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, several times, he replies to them. He says, blessed are you, for to you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. To know. Now, that's key, because it was something we were talking about regarding to a question that Sister Trudy had asked last Sunday. He said, can a sinner get a revelation? And what's interesting is that Jesus tells him, it's given for you to know.
Right.
Now, you can have a knowledge
right.
before you can become before you get a new birth. Because the disciples, because Jesus then afterward, he explains to them what these parables meant.
Right.
But they really didn't get a full understanding until that word didn't come alive until the new birth, the
right.
experience
right.
in the upper room. Right. So there's many times, and we'll go over here in just a moment, we'll read a scripture, but I thought that was so very interesting. Because you can have a knowledge of this word. Again, like I said last Sunday, many people have had a knowledge of this message. That God sent a prophet and all these things, they read the books and all that, but that has nothing to do with you receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost
right.
in your soul. That's just you knowing
right.
something, right? And many people who have known something are still coming out. They're leaving. They say, well, this is what I'm going for now.
Right. Yeah.
leaving the Word, you know? And like I always say, how can the Word leave the Word?
No.
All right. So how do you enter into this kingdom? We've talked about what the kingdom is not, right? We've talked about you're almost into the kingdom, but not really in the kingdom, right? Now we're talking about how do you enter into this kingdom, or the question better yet is, how does this kingdom enter into you? And so, Brother Branham says here, I like what he says here, you are born into the kingdom of God. How? By the Holy Ghost. That's God's witness. He gives witness by the word of God that we pass from death unto life because we are in the kingdom of God. And then another area, he says, no matter what it looks like here, we don't look at what we see, we look at what we do not see. That's key. Is that right? Anyhow, to see doesn't mean to look at. The word see means to understand. Jesus said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he can't understand the kingdom of God until he's born again.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to accept it by faith.
Right.
Yes.
That's key. You have to accept it by faith. Right? Down here.
Amen.
That's why you're born again down here.
That's right.
Yes.
And then when he comes into you, understand it. That's the reason why that Brother Dale was bringing something so key. And if you were there listening two Wednesdays ago, I believe it was, and I'd suggest you go back to... Just go back and start listening at least from the part where he's been speaking about this Born Again series. He was talking about faith. Faith is the substance.
Right.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see that faith.
That's right.
That's the reason why you can't explain. Most of us can't explain our new birth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we know it's there. We know it has happened, but we can't go and tell it to everybody else. We can't explain it because it's all based by the Word. It's all through the Word. It's got to be, the foundation has to be the Word. You can't say you got the new birth because you shook the preacher's hand or you did this. No, you got to hear the Word first. Faith cometh by hearing, then hearing the Word of God. then it can produce the new birth, right? You believe that word, then it produces that new birth. But that's so key, because now I can't explain to you what happened to me in Colombia, South America in 1999. I just know there was an experience that took place.
That's right.
I didn't run, I didn't shout, I didn't scream, I didn't make a lot of noise. I just know that something took place.
Right.
And from there, a growth started taking place. Now, it hasn't been easy, but it's been worth it.
That's right. That's right, amen.
It hasn't been easy.
That's right.
And I just remember, and just this as a testimony, I remember when I picked up the brother there in Colombia, South America, we went to Colombia as Baptists, going to go pass out tracts to the family and you know, and then talk to the people on the streets, and we were just like good old Baptists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my mom's cousins had come into the message, and he started explaining to us about what happened in the Garden of Eden, that Adam and Eve didn't eat no fruit. It was a literal act that took place. And for that, for a Baptist to hear something like that, that is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just went straight to the point.
Right.
And that Cain was the son of the devil and all kinds of stuff like that. He was new also, but he said, well, let's go talk to the pastor. The pastor talked to us. And he just discussed to us about basic things about water baptism and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it really, really opened things up for me right there. And one of the key things that he said, because the Baptists, they said they don't believe in prophets. Prophets were all the way up to John.
Yeah.
My mom asked the pastor there a question. He said, but the Bible says in the last days that there will be false prophets. He said, but if there's false prophets, there has to be real ones too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that right there just... So I got to my aunt's house, started reading. First message I ever picked up was Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. And several pages into that message, one of the questions that I always had in my mind was, if God is eternal and knows the beginning from the end, why in the world did He create man knowing that he was going to fall? That was a question I've had ever since I was a Christian at 12 years old. And about halfway into that message, about a quarter of halfway, Brother Branham says, he starts talking about God's attributes. If he didn't, right. if there was nobody to save, nobody had sinned, then he couldn't display that Savior attribute. If there was nobody to heal, nobody sick, he couldn't display himself to be a healer, you see? So it all made sense. And I came running out of that room, and I said, I guess I did run. But my mom was washing the clothes with my aunt, and she said, and I said, Mom, look what I read here. Look what. And she was kind of busy. She wasn't really paying attention to me. So I just went back in the room and continued reading. But something just, and then things just started opening up to me. And you know, and then you learn about water baptism. And one of the key things is you that is really revealed to you is that you go and do it. You see, because you can know it, but not go do it. That's just knowing, right?
Right.
Amen. So, anyways. All right. So, Brother Branham says here, now, there, that subconscious, see, there's where your mind, now Jesus said, except the man be born, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, you could see the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit.
Right?
Right? Some standing here will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God coming in power.
Amen.
Speaking about the disciples.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That power in the Holy Spirit is the same thing. Right? He was talking about what they were going to experience in the upper room. He said, then the kingdom of God, the Bible said, is within you, the Holy Spirit, and you can't see it with your eyes. So see means to understand. So this kingdom, you can't see it. That's the reason why you can't explain it. It's hard for you to explain to the people. You just know it's there. Now, Luke 17:20. We're very familiar with these scriptures. But look what we read this before, that Jesus answered to the Pharisees, and said they demanded when the kingdom of God should come. They were looking for a physical kingdom, the Jews. But Jesus replies that the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, the kingdom of God comes, nobody knows anything about it. Nobody. It's not something that's visible for the world to see. Something. You know, it's not a show, right?
So it's not shouting and running.
Correct. Yeah. That's
proves it right there.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it's not something that you can physically say. But now, don't get me wrong. Those things are fine when the new birth is there, right? But don't put the cart before the horse. Because a lot of people put that, well, I experienced something there at the altar and I shouted and all that, and then they go off living like the devil. You know, you've had an experience, it was just on your flesh, right? Because the rain falleth on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
Right. Neither, verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Mm-hmm. Alright? Mm-hmm. Now, the kingdom of God is a mystery. Look what Mark 4:11 says. And he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus calls it the mystery. Mm-hmm. Right? And we'll look at something in just a moment. And then Luke 8:10, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. That's why you could present this word to a lot of people, and they could take it. They can understand water baptism, head knowledge. People out here could understand. But not go do it.
That's right.
Right?
But once you get a revelation, you will do it.
You will do it. That's the key.
There's no other avenue. You will do it.
And that's why the Jesus said, I really, he said to know. See, for the disciples to know. See, they didn't have the new birth at that time.
That's right.
It wasn't until the upper room when the new birth actually took place, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But they knew these mysteries. They knew. But that didn't save them. Right?
Right.
Now look what Colossians says in verse 25. This kingdom of God is a mystery now revealed. Let's start it. Yeah, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Amen. And what is this mystery? To whom God would make know.
Amen.
What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
That's the mystery that the world doesn't understand. Right? And even some of us can't fully understand that. Especially unregenerated minds, you know, that we have.
That's right.
That Christ would, you know, wants to reveal himself through me. Not just to me, but through me. Right?
Amen.
That's powerful.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I know we're reading a lot of scripture, saints, but what else to read but the Word of God?
Amen.
So, again, it's difficult to explain your new birth, yet you know it's taking place. Now, Hebrews 11, going back to what Brother Dale was preaching the other day. He said, faith, Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not, is it? A lot of people quote that and say were made. He said, but were not made of things which do appear.
That's right.
And I put quanta. Now, I don't know if you remember, was it last year or 2 years ago, I preached a message called When God Saw the Light. Mm-hmm. And I spoke about this quanta. Have you heard of quantum mechanics?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, quantum mechanics, basically what it's about is it's the studying of the smallest particles that make up subatomic particles that make up matter, right? And matter, the law of quantum mechanics says that this table is made up of molecules, and those molecules are made up of atoms. But then those atoms are made up of even smaller called quanta. And quanta you cannot see. But yet it's made up, that table.
Mm-hmm, sure.
They know it's there, mm-hmm. but quanta makes atoms, and then atoms make up molecules, and then now you have the table, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing is that all these things are held together by light. That's the reason why God said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning there was light. But that light wasn't light like the sunlight or the moonlight.
Right.
That light that it's talking about is God's light.
Amen.
God is light.
Yes, sir.
And that's what holds everything together. You can't see it. Right? But you know it's holding everything together. That's the reason why the scripture says here, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Because you can't see those things, but yet you know, and science has proven that that is being held by quanta. So,
amen.
So that's very interesting. That's the reason why we're held together by this new birth.
Right.
But we can't see it. The armor of the Christian is an unseen armor. But you know it's there.
Amen.
You have love, you have joy, peace, but that only comes through the Holy Ghost. But you can't see those things.
Right.
The only way you can see them is by them being manifested. But you can't. You show me love.
Right.
But Brother Bram says, show me an ounce of love. Go to the store and buy me an ounce of love. You can't.
No.
Yeah.
Go to the store and buy me an ounce of joy. You can't. But it's manifested on the outside. But it's got to be on the inside first, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So you have to receive. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. See, when you have faith, that's the evidence that you have the new birth.
Right.
When that faith is there. Mm-hmm. But it's not your own faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be God's faith.
Right.
Now it can come. It starts as you believing. And your faith has to, I believe what God said about me, and but then that really turns into God puts His faith in you,
right,
that you can fully believe His word.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what the disciples did in the upper room. Amen. That's the reason why they could take scriptures with Peter came preaching, taking scriptures with scripture, putting things together, because that word that they had heard for 3.5 years was quickened.
Yep.
It was made alive to them.
Yep. Right.
And then they could 3,000 souls came to the kingdom that day.
Yep.
James 2:5, hearken my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? I love that. And heirs of the kingdom.
Amen.
That's you and me. Mm-hmm. Which He hath promised to them that love Him. You say, oh, my faith is weak. The Bible says your faith is rich.
Amen.
That's what it says. And are you heir of the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Brother Wedge is the only one that knows that he's the heir of the kingdom.
That's right. I guess the other. That's their problem.
Amen. All right. Now look what Brother Brandon says here. We'll just skip down here. The kingdom of God's within you. So you couldn't actually see it unless you see it operating.
Amen.
But the only way you'll ever be able to understand it, you've got to be born again.
Amen.
To be born again, you've been filled with God's Spirit, then you're in Christ.
Right.
And when you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible, that manifested Christ, is in you to recognize, I like this, to recognize His own self.
Amen.
Amen.
That's an image.
Absolutely.
From Genesis 1.
That's where we're that's where we're going at in just a moment.
Shut up. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Yeah. Praise God.
It's good, man. Good job.
So the kingdom of God is made up of attributes that cannot be seen or understood by the natural man. That's the reason why the Bible says the natural man doesn't understand the word of God.
Nope.
Doesn't understand that kingdom. Because it's not something obvious. But yet it is to the born again Christian. Brother Branham says also, the Christian looks at things that he doesn't see with his eyes. Now, this is very interesting. For we look at the unseen. See, how do you look at it? With your inside eyes.
Yep.
You see it by faith.
Yep.
And now to prove that, the whole Christian armor is made up of unseen qualities. What is a Christian armor? Somebody says seeing is believing. That person would never be a Christian because the armor of the Christian is made up of this, love. Did you ever see it? You see it in action, but you've never seen love. If you can pull your part of love out and let me see what it looks like. See, look, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, faith, gentleness, see? The whole Christian armor is unseen with the natural eye, but it is understood by the heart. There you are, there you are. So you're made up of these things, like quanta, right? Molecules, all these things, but it's made up foundationally of things that cannot be seen. I'm just using the natural, typing it with the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 4. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Now the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
That's right.
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So, that's the reason why the letter killeth. That's the reason you can read this word, and you can read this message, and it kill you in the end.
Yep.
Because you're reading it mentally or fleshly.
Right.
You can take one quote, you can take another quote, and you can make it say, like Brother Dale was saying last week, you can make it say whatever you want it
right.
to say.
Yep, right.
Same thing with the word. You can take a scripture and they can prove Father, Son, Holy Ghost, a Trinity, right? But that same scripture speaks of one God to you and me.
Amen.
But to them, it's a Trinity.
Right.
So you can make it say what it says. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Amen.
Right? Amen. So this message could kill you if that power is not there to guide you to put these things together in their proper place or in a balanced way. That's why so many doctrines, even amongst the message.
Amen.
You know, because and the key, and I learned this several years ago, that a lot of people who preach any doctrine, whatever the doctrine may be, you know, false doctrine, and they'll always take you back as to quotes. They will never take you to the Word.
That's right.
They might say a scripture here too, but their foundation is the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can make Brother Brown say whatever they want, whatever they want him to say. But remember, Brother Brown said faith, the Word of God, that's where our faith relies on. It rests on the Word of God. That's our foundation, right? And so, you ask these people, you know, show me a scripture. Then they can produce a scripture to back that doctrine and that whatever they're preaching. But they'll always produce a quote.
That's right.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, that's the reason why a quote can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the quote itself is bad. It's just that it can kill you spiritually when it's not put in the right place.
Right.
Amen. So what is this power? Acts 1:8. Jesus told them, he said, but ye shall receive power, and that's that dunamis.
Mm-hmm.
Dunamis is the Greek word for that power.
Right.
Because in Matthew chapter 10, and in another scripture, Jesus gave the disciples power to go cast out devils,
right.
heal the sick, and do all these things. And that was before their new birth.
Right. That's right.
They could do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Even Judas was right there amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
Was performing these miracles. He
right.
gave them power, but that power was not the same power. Because you look those two words in the Greek, it's different. This is the word dunamis, and the other one is exousia.
Yep.
Two different powers. This power right here has to do with the changing of the soul.
Amen.
With the soul.
Amen.
The other one is just external.
Mm-hmm.
this is the power that changed them, their soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That, because the new birth is in your soul.
Right. Amen.
It's not God putting another soul in you.
No.
No. He's just renewing that soul. You know, He's making it. He's putting His soul in you. Amen.
Yes.
What is the Holy Ghost? That's God's soul.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Receive power, dunamis. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Mm-hmm. Then that's when you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. And that power is that kingdom.
Yep.
Remember, we've said the power, that kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Luke 9:27. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That was to the disciples. And they saw the kingdom of God in that upper room.
Amen.
That wasn't a literal kingdom, but they experienced the kingdom.
That's right.
That kingdom started changing and producing more kingdom people.
Right.
Amen. The 3,000. Brother Branham says, listen closely. The kingdom of God is His word made power. Right? If you want to put that down for 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is God's word made power. What is this kingdom of God is within you? The kingdom's in you, and when the word comes in there, what does this word begin? It turns itself into power, making it just say exactly what it said. You stay with the word, there it is, see, and it makes it power. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why the word's so important, saints.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To a Christian, to a believer, the word means everything to them.
Amen.
And how can you, you've heard people say, they'll literally hold message book in one hand and the Bible in one hand and say, I'll take this over this because this is the revelation of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
Backwards.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
So they'll take the prophet over Jesus.
Right.
Because he's the word.
Right. It's exactly what.
Same thing.
But the thing is that, you know, someone said one time, well, I'll just take what Brother Brown said after 1965 or 1963, after the seals and. And I say, well, the Bible was written before 1963. Then the Brother Branham didn't preach out of the Bible before 1963.
Right.
You know, so it goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham didn't come here to do away with the Bible.
Right.
He came here to make that Bible alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's that same spirit that. You meet when people, you talk about what happened in the Old Testament, you go to Deuteronomy 29 and tell them the woman's not supposed to put on the garment of the man. They said, well, that's the Old Testament, we'll take the new.
Yeah.
I said, well, you got them Ten Commandments out in the yard out there. Right? That was Old Testament, right? I mean, everybody lives by the Ten Commandments. Everybody thinks, well, the Ten Commandments, you know. That's Old Testament.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That same devil comes and says, I'll take what he says,
this
63
thing.
Up, then 63 down. But like you said, it's all there anyway.
Yeah.
You got to deny one, you might as well just carry it out and quit reading.
Yeah.
Same thing with Brother Brown. Throw everything away from 63 backwards.
Because you need it.
But you can't do that.
No, you can't.
You got to
find it. You needed that restoration ministry of Brother Brown.
If that was God talking to us,
absolutely.
He started in 47
yeah.
and kept talking until now.
Well, I say he started even before that. It was just started being recorded in 1947.
Right.
But we know his true message was when those seals were open.
Sure.
We know that was his message.
Absolutely.
That was
right.
was his true message.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
But we needed that restoration. We needed that those
right.
years
Amen.
Of restoration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we
right.
could understand this.
That's right.
Right? If you don't get the foundations right, then you won't understand that headstone.
Right?
Right? That's right. That's the word.
Amen.
Praise God. So you
that's
have
like
to
saying
that
we're gonna build the roof. Forget the foundation. We're gonna build the roof. On what?
Right. And that's the reason why, and that's why we're probably going to have to go over next Sunday. I'll talk to you, Brother Aaron, about it. Remember that image that Daniel saw? I think Brother Bob's mentioned this before, but that image that Daniel saw, It was built from the head down. We are built from the feet up. You see? There's a foundation. The Satan's image or Satan's kingdom has no foundation. It looks good from the head down, but eventually it'll crumble.
Amen.
We'll get to that later. Now, God's kingdom is not of this world. And when Christ was here, He gave us the program of this kingdom. He gave us the program of God's kingdom, the Father's kingdom, which is His Word. Now, so the kingdom is the Holy Ghost, His Word, power. It's all the same.
Amen.
Now, if you want to know how you get into that kingdom, this Word's got it. We'll just, let's see. When Peter on the day of Pentecost opened the door to the kingdom, he did. The kingdom had just been set up in Jerusalem. The kingdom was set up on the day of Pentecost, and when men wanted to know how to get into this kingdom, Peter said, "Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost," because that's what puts them into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Amen. That Adam, Genesis 1:26. Amen. So, in Genesis 1:26, man was that perfect kingdom with eternal life in his soul. That is what God is trying to bring us back to. Right? Because eternal life equals new birth. In your soul. And Brother Branham said this himself. I don't have the quote. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new birth, that puts you back into that place, Genesis 1:26, in your soul.
That's right.
That Adam was in.
That's right.
Now this is before Genesis 2:7, when the flesh man became on Adam. But remember, the flesh man of Adam was corruptible. It died. Mm-hmm. It wasn't eternal. But that soul of Adam's was eternal.
Right.
And so when you receive the new birth, it takes you back to that Eden condition, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
That Adam was in. In that Genesis 1:26. Because look what he said. Now, we have to have it. Because here's the title of this. See, I'm getting all just going back and forth. But the kingdom has to be established inwardly first. Then it can manifest outwardly and reign properly.
Amen.
Right? Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image." Let us make man in our image. After our likeness. So, then there's Brother Brown. There's a lot of quotes where Brother Branham supports this, that Adam was just as like God in that Genesis 1:26 man.
Absolutely.
That was God.
Amen.
And what are you and me supposed to be?
Amen. That's right.
We're God in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
We've received a new birth in our soul.
Right.
It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like we're God in flesh. Because our flesh certainly doesn't feel like it. But that's what God said about you and me.
Amen.
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. All right? Adam had full dominion over all these things. That's the reason why the creation is waiting. It's travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen. Right. That's right.
We have the new birth. We've got the kingdom established inwardly. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be manifested on the outside. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's the heart. That's what we're scaling this right here. This is for the external.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
But you can't control this without having it inwardly first.
That's right.
See, a kingdom has to have a physical kingdom has to be in order physically, inwardly first.
That's right.
Then it can produce outwardly order.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
I don't know if we can say the same thing about Washington, D.C., but... But anyways, that's another topic. But there has to... Really, how things should be, there has to be order inside first in order for there to be order outside.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You have to have dominion over your inward kingdom first in order for there to be dominion on the outside,
Amen.
On your external kingdom.
That's
right? But it all blends into one kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's why you need these virtues.
Amen.
Whoever said you don't need these is a liar and doesn't understand.
That's right.
And that doesn't have full dominion of it, his inward kingdom.
That's right.
You need otherwise Brother Branham just wasted his time preaching a message about
that's
this.
Right. That's right.
You need to have faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, godliness.
Right.
But this isn't for to save you. Because your birth starts down here.
Amen.
Right.
And without the Holy Ghost, without you being born again, without the Holy Ghost, you can't produce godly virtue. You can't produce godly knowledge and all these things.
Right.
Right? You need to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I have always wondered when it said, let us make man in our image. That's plural. Mm-hmm. So is that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in one? Is that what God was thinking of when he said that, do you think?
I'll
let you answer that. That's
off
the topic. Let's get on the topic. We'll cover that later.
All right. I mean, he is all three. So.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Topic.
Brother Branham said those
virtues
without the new birth,
but
stomach.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And that's what, and we'll look at something next
that's
week.
Your next quote there. Pretty much the same thing.
Okay, yes. That's what we were looking at. Let's just read this real quick and we'll finish this. In the Smyrna church age.
That's right.
Unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him.
That's right.
You have to suffer to reign. It's tough struggling coming through the stature, but it's worth it.
Amen.
The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering.
Amen.
Character is a victory, not a gift.
Amen.
All right? A man without character can't reign because power apart from character is satanic.
That's right. Exactly. Amen.
But power, that kingdom, power with character is fit to rule.
Amen. Yes.
And since he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis that he overcame and is set down at his Father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all just chew on that for the rest of the week, Lord willing, next Sunday. We'll continue. Anybody have, do we have
good?
We have some time left? Or?
We have 3 minutes.
Anybody have a question, comment? This is Trudy. You sound like you have a comment or question.
She's having a baby. They were home.
We appreciate our sister being with us.
Not here.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, good to have you with us.
Yes. All right. Well, let's all go ahead and go up. God bless you.
Thank you.